I said we were doing all appetizers. And I had like a ton of appetizers so that if nobody brought anything or if they were too stupid to know exactly what I was meaning, that we were still gonna be fine. Do you know what my Aunt Mary Kay brought? Bless her heart. She was scared to death that we were gonna starve and die. She brought a giant ham and dinner rolls because she thought we better have some sandwiches because Holly's starving everybody with the appetizers. And she tried to leave it at my house. And unlike Big Fatty, I am not his daughter in this way. I don't enjoy ham at all. I hate ham, so.
Oh, I love the ham.
She's like, I'll just leave the ham for you and Nick. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. You take that ham with you. And she's like, why? And I said, neither Nick nor I like ham.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, no, you don't. You take that ham with you.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 511 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 19th of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, by special request of the one and only Kim Beaver, we have another episode of The Gays with Woody. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, this is travel day for Big Fatty. I'm hopping on the U.S. Airways. Yeah, so if you hear of a plane that is having trouble getting off the ground, you'll know which flight it is. But anyway, I'm on my way back to Chucktown. Miss Kitty is going to pick me up at the Aeropuerto. That's a hint, Miss Kitty, to make sure you pick me up at the Aeropuerto, which, of course, is Mexican for... Aeropuerto. And y'all, today, to just try to change it up a little bit, Woody and I are going to talk about the big horror weekend, but Woody is going to do it as a character. As a character, he is going to be Woody the Brit. So Naught and Stephen the Uck and John and Ely and all you other Uckers out there. I don't know if Simon still listens. No. Oh. But if there are others of you over there in the Uck, or Scotty down there in the Aussie Australia, he'll be quick to criticize. I guarantee it. But y'all, no further ado. Oh, Big Freddy, shut up and play the music. Okay, I will. Dear Gussie, everyone, we have someone, an international internet celebrity interviewing an international, this may be our first international guest on the Gays today, but introduce yourself there.
Why, hello there, mate, how are you?
Cheers, thanks a lot. And who are you?
Well, I'm Woody, the lad.
Woody lad, and now, Woody lad, what do you like to drink over there in the Uck?
Oh, just a pint or two. Just, it doesn't matter what it is.
Maybe a Pimm's?
Ah, Pimm's lemonade. Only in the summer, mate, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you natter about? No, no, it's not natter about.
No. It's mincing about.
Mincing about. Oh.
Right, yes, let's get it right.
But you do a lot of mincing about?
No mincing from me. No, I'm afraid not, mate.
Oh, I see. Okay, great.
So tell the listeners what you learned in your vocabulary about what mincing is.
It means... Well, I kind of view it as... how I, and this won't mean a whole lot to you because, you're from the Uck, but the mincing about, it would be how I would describe how Guru Nudy moves around his house as he's doing his whackaming in his Nancy Sinatra, these boots were made for walking shoes or something like that. I don't
probably
know.
Close to that.
And you have no idea what that all means, but that's okay.
Well, I was figuring you were going to take the bait and start talking about minced pie or something,
But, oh, no.
Or I minced didn't. Meat or something that
no.
would deal
There was
beef,
plenty but. Of minced meat down at the...
the mall.
At the Leather Weekend this weekend. You came down there for a little while, didn't you?
I had to go down there to see how horrific the horror is, and it was quite interesting.
Yes, and you did a little shopping, maybe?
Yeah, I had the little American Express Platinum out, so it's very good.
So you visited the shops. Now, you can't say stores because, it's the shops.
All right, it's the shops, right. It's more British that way. It's on the high street.
Right.
The high street.
On the high street. Mm-hmm. Is that where you get high? Don't answer that. Okay.
Don't tell either.
Okay, so, and why don't you talk about the clientele that was there this weekend?
Gosh, what a diverse group that you had there. My gosh, you had all ranges in the spectrum of folks, I have to say. That was pretty amazing. From the non-5'11", like your show size people, 5'8", like me, to the greater expectations of clientele. It was pretty amazing.
What the fuck does that mean, the 5'11 and 5'8"?
Well, this is show 5'11".
Okay.
I'm 5'8", so I was literal.
Okay, well, see, you know, you cannot be literal. No, you cannot be literal with me because I don't understand. So anyway,
there it is.
Okay. was there anything there you would have liked to have gotten into the boot? Oh,
ooh, you would have assumed that I had a card.
Right, there you go. A little quiz, y'all. There is a quiz today. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yes, so.
Our international quiz, you mean, our United Nations.
Right. And was there anyone who really jumped out at you as like, dear Gussie, that is a hottie?
Jesus, whatever you had upon your level there was damn.
Now, y'all, let me just tell you, Woody has seen pictures. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and pull it up again because Big Fatty is bragging on this one. As well I should.
You should, yeah. I'll voucher this one for you. This is
I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up again just so you can see it one more time, Woody. And you can... come on, here we go. All right. And you can just kind of...
Damn! He says, at the mall. You know, how many boys do you say, at the mall?
At the mall?
Hmm.
Oh, no, that's M-A-L.
Okay,
silly.
Whatever.
The mall. Okay. But he's fucking...
He's brilliant, as he would say.
Brilliant! He's brilliant.
Fucking A.
And not once, not twice.
Three times a charm.
Thrice, isn't it? Thrice. So.
Thrice anyway. Daily, yeah.
And this does no. This is...
I would say that. That would be a four-syllable damn.
So, yeah, he was, I honestly don't know how I got so lucky, but after the third time, I did tell him, I said, you have made my, my mall weekend, my MAL weekend, so.
It was horrific.
It was.
I mean, it's not just horror. It was horrific
in all the right ways.
Brilliant. That's amazing, mate.
Now, do you want to tell folks what you bought while you were at the shops at the leather market?
See, there are certain things you don't ask because I sure as hell don't tell.
Okay, well, okay.
You know, if they subscribe to my my cast,
to your podcast, and where can we find that?
It's still in underworks.
Oh, it's a work in progress.
Underworks.
Yes. Oh, it's called Underworks. Okay, And, well, we won't go there. But, y'all, I can just say that Woody has some...
interesting taste.
Yes. And he's already... Y'all, not only did he buy some fun things for himself, but... He's already put something on his list that I will get this in 20 and 10. Is that not right?
That was my exact quote. Very good. Your memory's still in.
Right. And then was that battery operated or did it plug into the wall?
I think that was a straight 220 volt.
Oh my. Is that weird plug
Euro plug. Yeah.
Plug. Now, when you lived over there, did you have to buy converters and all for
kinds
all your
of shit? Everything in here had to be converted.
I mean,
the telly has dual voltage, it has a multi-tuner in there, everything.
Oh, that's right, because it's a different...
They have the PAL over there.
It's the PAL as opposed to the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, which we have here. what is it we have here?
NTSC.
NTSC. Well, I was close.
You were close, my dear.
Okay.
And what about your microphone here? We would call that aluminium.
Oh, is that what you would call that? Yeah. See, I can't say that word. And the listeners know that because I have fucking tried... on several shows to say aluminum. See, I can't do it, y'all. I'm telling you, I cannot do it. So, anyway.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. Anyway. But now, y'all, the weather has been just fabulous, hasn't
it? It's like fucking spring outside.
Yeah.
Oops, I dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, the F-bomb. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to put an explicit on this one. Oh, that's so unusual for me.
So unusual.
Right. But,
I have to say, it's been a long weekend. I've been proud of your endurance the whole week, and now it's sad to see you go today.
But, right.
But just don't pack any extra TNT in your underwear.
Right. And by TNT, you mean...
something explosive.
Well, there will be something explosive in my underwear, but it is not something that is... From never mind.
Leave it to the Africans.
Yes!
The first explosive underwear.
Exactly. But, you know, oh dear, Gussie. Now, you were kind of under the weather a little bit yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was in the
What do they call that in the UK?
I don't know. I guess we would just be, because everything is under the weather there, so.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah.
That's probably where we got it.
That's where I got it.
Okay. So, but you're feeling less poopy today?
Less poopy.
And by poopy, we just mean kind of yeah, as opposed to explosive diarrhea.
Well, we did buy 16 rolls.
Oh, well, y'all, we went to the Target, which is kind of European, you know. And y'all, was it 16 rolls? 16 rolls of toilet paper. Woody is the... it's not the... Oh, dear God. So, y'all, if you heard that noise, you'll recognize that noise, but we won't reveal what that noise was to anyone who is not in the know. Oh, dear Gussie, that's delicious. Do you need to go and take care of that?
Oh,
dear Gussie. Oh, excuse me. That would be breakfast buffet again.
That's not... That's no way.
Huh? Oh, no. You know what? It was that... That fucking what is that shit that you y'all he we went to the vitamin shop
mm-hmm, yeah.
Shoppy,
and we got some crap supposed to boost our energy, and it we should have known from the beginning the aluminium wrapper had turned green from this stuff, so we were a little hesitant before we put it in our mouth, but the reaction of what
it was the only thing this weekend that we were hesitant about putting in our mouths, right?
Ooh, especially. But it was true expression of vile on your face.
Oh, my God.
It was quite good.
I mean, it was supposed to boost your energy, and we both ate it. And I said, the only thing I want, you know, my energy's fine now, but now I want to vomit. So, anyway. By the way, when you lived over in the UK, did you ever partake of the mushy peas?
Ooh, mushy peas is typical with fish and chips. Yeah, it's all right.
Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, that is the nastiest looking. I mean, you could take mushy peas. Y'all, for those who don't know what mushy peas is, goggle it.
And gargle it?
No, not gargle, goggle.
Because you might get there from here, right, if you gargle
it. I'm gonna tell you, if you took a baby's diaper and you emptied a container of mushy peas in it, you would swear that the baby had been possessed and had shit its brains out. Because, y'all, there's nothing cute about mushy peas. Especially in a diaper. Poor Big Freddy.
And that is a game changer.
Right. So, and, you know, I do not do the fish and chips either.
Mm.
I do the chips, but not the fish. It swims upstream on me.
It swims upstream. That's
yeah. So, anyway. So
tell them what we have at the base of the apartmentos that we're in. It's the only D.C. British gastropub.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's an icon. Right.
I did not know that. Yeah. Well, you tell them.
Yeah, well, it's famous for having its mushy peas and...
Oh, they have that downstairs? Mm. Oh, vile.
That's why we walked right by it and didn't pay no attention. But that is the only British pub in the entire District of Columbia.
And that sounded kind of Mexican when you said Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, oh, welcome to Fantasy Island. I am Mr. Roar.
Ricardo Montalban.
Ratacanto Montalban. But... what was it on the menu? Y'all, I was walking by and I looked. Something on the menu caught my eye. And what was it? It was...
A caca or something? Spotted dick?
Caca, no.
Okay. There's other things I remember from that.
There was plenty of spotted dick this weekend. But anyway... it was the lemon-fried...
Olives.
Olives.
I've never heard of that.
I mean, I've
heard of fried... pickles in, like, Alabama, but never...
Now, fried pickles are delicious.
Yeah, but fried olives.
But it was lemon. It was lemon-battered fried olives or something like that.
If all the UK is listening, you would probably voucher this exact same thing. I have never seen olives that were fried, much less olives on a plate.
Right.
I mean, that's Mediterranean.
Right.
We're too far north.
Right.
Bitterly foggy and cold.
Right. Now, what do you miss the most about the UK?
I have to say it's probably the funky house music.
The funky house music.
Mm. And the true melting pot of people. I mean, from your neighbors could be Australian, it could be from up north somewhere in Sheffield, like my housemates were. So
is that like Mr. Mr. Sheffield?
Yeah, that's okay. Similar. But no, but I mean, I miss having everyone who's around us from different countries. So
wow.
I could go to visit and have my passport stamp without going anywhere. And by having it stamped.
And by getting your passport stamped, you mean, never mind. Okay, I think we all know what that means. But is there anything you don't miss about the UK?
Oh, gosh, it was amazing. That I was, when having sunshine longer than a duration of 3 days, I'm like, right. Wow, what is this? Vitamin D run through my veins. It's
right.
Awesome.
Now, I do remember one time when I would travel over there, it would be around Thanksgiving. Y'all, it would be dark as midnight at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It would. It would be like traffic lights or what do you call it? Lights up there. The,
I don't know.
The side lamps, whatever it has all the...
Street lamps?
Street lamps. Thank you. My memory is gone. The street lamps would be out at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, that's how dark it would be.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So that part you can keep.
So, well, now, we haven't seen very much of each other this weekend. People are very upset that you were not in any of the pictures from the meet and greet.
Well, I'm sorry. I was over there with the kernels of the popcorn machine.
Right. So, do you think maybe a picture before I leave?
Before you leave.
Okay, you'd be okay with that going up on the BFO?
Chitty Chats.
Chitty Chats. I don't know what that means.
Tweety or whatever you call it.
I don't know what it is. Hmm. No, not on the Twitty.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Whatever you feel like putting it on.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. We'll see, y'all. We'll see. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it amongst ourselves. So, but y'all, Big Fatty's hopping on the plane around midday on Tuesday, and it looks like on Wednesday the snow's coming back.
I can't wait. I hope it does. Keep the whole government shut us down so we can have more bailout with our shovels and buckets of salt.
Right. Now, how have you spent your MLK national holiday?
Well, what anybody would do when it's a MLK weekend, you milk it.
You milk it. Okay. Great. After this weekend, that has a very different meaning for everything.
Everything. You're just going to.
We're just going to leave it. Just going to leave it at.
Leave it be.
Everything. So, what else you want to talk about?
Well, I have to say, your friends that we met at the meet and greet really are some cool folks. I'm happy you have those as listeners. So I'm excited we're going to possibly rendezvous tonight.
Yes, maybe a smart cocktail, a beverage.
Cocktail,
maybe a little...
you say that with just like it's meant to be, cocktail.
Well, it is meant to be.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
of course, cocktails.
Anyway, cocktail. Mm. So who doesn't like a cocktail at a gay bar?
It's called D-I-K.
Right. We are going back to the Dick Bar.
Right, which has significance to some of your listeners, because that was a place they met 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Right. Something like that. I don't know.
Patron
I don't
saint
remember.
And his...
Right. Exactly.
Don't you remember?
I remember, but I don't remember the time frame, so I barely remember what I had. I didn't have lunch. I had that fucking thing. What was that called again? FRS.
One that has Armstrong's.
Y'all, if Lance Armstrong ever endorses a product to give you energy, don't fucking buy it, because it just sucks a big one, and not in a good way is all I got to say. So
it's made us have poopy.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Is that time to go already?
Yes!
My gosh.
Can you believe
it?
I know. So, well, Woody, I gave you all the information that the lovely Kim Beaver, she was all excited.
So
is there anything you would like to just whisper in the microphone to Kim Beaver? Oh! Y'all, I can guarantee that Kim Beaver is going to be touching her tail. Oh, no. That's kind of inappropriate to... talk about her beaver tail, isn't it?
Only she's a cougar.
Well, she were. Oh, is she a cougar? Yeah, she probably is. Well, compared to you, she's a cougar, trust me. So anyway, y'all, Big Fatty will be back to regular shows from the Fat Cave tomorrow.
And you like the woodpile, though, right?
Yeah, and I love the woodpile. And I'm going to leave this ham here.
No, you don't. You take that ham with you.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Take that ham.
All right, that's right. He's a vegetarian. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.